All right, let's now discuss Sword Search, which by many marks was the most difficult and most challenging of the puzzles this year. 547 teams were able to successfully solve this puzzle. And here is what we gave to you in Sword Search. We gave you a grid of letters, as well as a whole bunch of numbers, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 7, 7, 8, 9, 9, 10. This grid of letters looks quite a bit like a word search, where you're supposed to look for words inside of this grid. But we didn't actually give you which words to look for. But which words to look for are clued in by two things. They're clued in by one, the title of the puzzle, Sword Search, indicating that you should be searching for swords. And two, by these numbers, that if each of these numbers corresponds to the number of letters in a different kind of sword. So if you, like me, are not all that well-versed on all the different kinds of swords in the world, you might have done a little bit of Googling, looking on Wikipedia, for example, for different types of swords, and come up with a sword that has 4 letters, 5 letters, 6 letters, 7 letters, and so forth, and ultimately tried to find these swords inside of this grid. And what you found is that you could almost find most of these swords, but you couldn't quite find exactly the spelling for each of these individual swords. You might have found the swords here, for example, but they're not perfect. So here, for example, should be the sword that is spelled CUTLASS, but it turns out there's an extra character, there's an extra letter inside of this word. So there's an extra B that appears to be located in the middle of the word. And that's ultimately going to be true for all of these words that you're looking for. For each of the swords, it's going to be possible to find that sword with an extra letter somewhere in the middle of it. And what does this extra letter mean? What are you supposed to do with it? Well, if you look around a little bit more, you'll notice that each of these swords has a hilt, a place from which you can hold that sword. You'll notice that around each of these extra letters, you'll find the letters HILT, spelling out the hilt of that sword. And if you look at what this looks like, it now looks like a sword with a handle and with a point as well. And so you could do this for each of the swords inside of this crossword puzzle. You could look for each of the swords, find the extra letter, which would show you where the hilt of that sword happens to be. You might have also taken the approach, if you realized that every sword had a hilt, of just looking for the hilts first, which might have led you ultimately to where each of the individual swords then were. And so what you get as a result of this is you get one extra letter for each of these swords. So let's take a look at just those letters, just the extra letters from each of the swords. And if you read them, top to bottom, left to right, what you get is now stab them. Now, this isn't quite the answer to the puzzle. We told you the answer to this puzzle was 2 words, and now stab them appears to be 3 words. So this seems to be some sort of instruction, some additional step that we now need to follow. And what we need to do is what the instruction suggests, which is stab each of the swords. So let's take this sword, which we were looking at a moment ago, for example, and stab that sword. What do we get when we stab that sword? Well, if you hold the sword by the hilt, by the handle of the sword, and stab that sword, what you end up getting is the letter C. It's the one right after the point of the sword, which you might have also been clued into by the subtitle underneath the title of this puzzle. You get the point. And so here we do find the letter C, the result of stabbing this sword. And if we take all of the swords in this puzzle and go ahead and stab them, what we get is one character, one letter for each of these swords. And how do we organize these letters in order? Well, if you take each of the swords that you found and arrange them in alphabetical order, and you look at what letter was stabbed by each of those swords, what you end up getting are these letters as the letters that were stabbed, which ultimately is the solution to this puzzle, which is cross swords.